Okay, so sorry, this is the second part of my March update, because the other one cut off, so I'm just doing another one. So basically, I kind of explained sort of things I've been up to. I went out last night and I've been absolutely hanging today. I actually went out to celebrate and also promote Ash wants to go for VP campaigns for next year for the university working for the RSU, so we kind of went out to promote that. And we actually had a really, really good night, not that I can remember much, but I'm pretty sure it was a very good night. And some of his friends from home came down and they helped as well, like, promote it, so that's been really good. So basically, term ends in like under 2 weeks for Easter, and I literally can't understand where this year has gone. I also moved into a new flat at just after Christmas because my old flat had like loads of problems. I'm not sure whether I mentioned in my last boo, but basically I've moved into a new flat, so much nicer. The girls here, absolutely lovely. And I've also managed to ask them to stay in the same flat and same room for next year. So I'm actually very, very happy with how things are going at the moment. I just can't believe that I'm going into my third year of uni very shortly. It's a very scary feeling and I almost feel like I haven't been here long enough and it's quite scary. And to think this time next year I would have pretty much finished uni and handed in my dissertation, and I actually kind of want to cry at the thought because I am really, really hoping that I can manage to find somewhere to live, a job, so I can stay up in London, because I feel that going back to Salisbury would almost be like me going backwards. I've kind of built my own life up here now and started my own life, and I just don't really see myself going back there, to be honest. So, it's actually crazy and a very scary thought, and I absolutely love uni, and it's been the best decision I've ever made. I've met some amazing people, and it's kind of recent events have kind of brought that to light, to be honest. So there's not much else to say for now. I will probably and hopefully do a boo at Easter when I go home, but I just thought I'd update you on what I've been up to, and I just want to say I haven't gone off the radar, I've just been so busy, so yeah. Okay, well, thank you for listening to me ramble, and I shall do a boo hopefully very soon. Okay, bye.